Hey everybody, Mark here, and this is another analysis and commentary, this time of how to survive a long-distance relationship. In these commentaries, I talk about the inspiration, research, ideas, and whatever stupid stories went into putting this article together. So if you're really into the article, you should check out the audios. So this article, and don't get me wrong, I like the article, it's fine, but this article is basically why I don't take reader recommendations for articles. And let me explain, because that sounds really bad. I get a lot of reader emails. I probably get at least 1,000 each week of readers asking questions. And I would say probably 50% of those questions are relationship related. And I would say probably a third to half of those are some sort of configuration of like a long distance relationship. So if you do the math, it's like probably 1,000 reader emails each week, of which 20-25% are specifically about long distance relationships. And I never, you know, usually what I do if a single question is coming in over and over and over again is I write an article about it. But I resisted with this. For a couple reasons. One is, I honestly don't think there's a whole lot to say. I think what the problems people experience in the long distance relationship, what they perceive to be like very complex, and complicated issues, most of the time is, if you get rid of the distance, a lot of those problems kind of work themselves out. So what appears to be like a very complex topic on the surface, I really think is actually pretty simple. It comes down to just a few factors, and which are four factors mentioned in the article. I wasn't thrilled about doing it. I mean, the other reason was I just felt like it's such a niche topic, that I felt like it was, and this turned out to be true, but it was disproportionately being represented in the reader emails. So while it accounted for, say, 20% of my emails questions, it probably made up 1% of like all the pressing issues of people who regularly read the site. It was probably like maybe 1% of the people, were having these issues. And so it's a situation where it just like that 1% of people was disproportionately emailing me about it. My hunch turned out to be true. But I kind of just wrote this of like, you know what? Like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people keep asking me this shit over and over again. Like I need to just have an article to direct people to. Otherwise I'm going to lose my mind, from saying the same thing over and over again. So, the article itself, I feel pretty, you know, it's a solid article. I stand by the advice. I've been in multiple long-term relationship situations myself, all three of my relationships. You know, I think I mentioned in the article, the first one, we decided to try to stay together. And that kind of ended horribly. And then the second one, we decided to split up. And then when she came back about a year later, we tried to get back together, and that didn't work out. And then in the third one, the woman I'm currently engaged to is, we had both been in long distance relationships in previous relationships. So we had already made the mistakes and understood the risks and the problems. And she and I agreed very early on when we knew distance was going to have to happen. We both agreed. We said, either there's a plan for us to live together in the same place again, or we're just not going to do this because it's not worth it. We had both lived through a lot of the mistakes that I talk about in this article and that a lot of people email me about. And, she and I said, like, you know what? Like maximum, you know, so she and I sat down. We said, all right, I'm going to go here. You're going to go here. 6 months. We're going to work for 6 months. I'm going to come back and I'm going to be able to live here for 6 months, in your city. And, you know, at least then when I come back, you know, basically we wanted to make it so that if the relationship was going to fail, it was going to fail because we weren't right together, not because, we were stuck apart from one another. You know, we would rather just not even try than to, end up in this like perpetual year after year of being separated, not knowing how we're going to be together, not knowing what to do to make things easier and so on. And, you know, as I mentioned in the article, that it's, if you don't have that finish line, established somewhere in the relationship, like these things, they just don't last. It's too hard. People grow apart independently. Like you need that constant exposure to each other, to grow together, to adapt to one another, to stay, just emotionally present with one another. I mean, it's one thing to call each other every day and just exchange facts all the time. It's another to actually be there and, you know, spend those bad days together, spend those good days together, know when your partner wants to be alone, know when they want comfort, know when they want, you know, when they're excited, things like that. Like you can't get that, you know, over Skype or over email. Unfortunately, I'm actually, you know, I'm familiar with most of the relationship research out there. I don't actually know of any specific research, on long distance relationships. I mean, the little that there is kind of, it's in the footnotes here, but you know, I'll be honest, there's not a whole lot there. So I can't concretely, stand behind a lot of the things in this article like I can in other relationship articles. You know, some of the other relationship articles literally have like 30 years of research backing up some of the points. This one does not have that. But having lived through multiple long distance relationships myself and being bombarded with thousands of emails, at this point, people's situations, seeing friends go through this, it's, you know, these are kind of the conclusions that I came to. So, the article itself, I mean, people in this situation seem to get a lot out of it. Unfortunately, like I said, nobody else was interested in it. It's probably the least read article of 2015. Definitely the least shared and emailed article of 2015. So this one was for the people, you know. I did this one. This was a gift, you know. It's like I didn't really, I wasn't thrilled to write it, and most people weren't thrilled to read it. But there were a small percentage of people in the readership that really, really needed it. And so there it is. If you're one of those people, there you go. You're welcome. And, I hope it helps because distance is hard and, you need as much help as you can get.